I was told to prepare a brief message today for the youth mainly, and as you can see, I decided to do it on prayer, and I chose to do it on prayer because it's pretty much the roots of our relationship with God, and the stronger you get in our prayer, the more you grow spiritually. And I also had a video with this, but it was kind of too long to share, so if you guys want to watch it, it's called Crazy Love by Francis Chan. Alright, that's kind of far for me, but alright. So, when you look up the definition of prayer anywhere, it pretty much gives you a bunch of stuff and scenarios and examples, but to us, prayer is pretty much communication with God. Basic foundation, fundamentals of prayer is, first, you must praise God for obviously who He is. Secondly, you thank God for everything He has done, for health, for family, for your house, for money, for this church, and so on and so forth. Thirdly, you would confess. If you sin and it burdens you or eats you up on the inside, possibly makes you feel guilty, you confess to God, and hopefully He relieves you. Then you ask for forgiveness and truly mean it. Lastly, you ask the Lord to help you in your daily life through struggles and hardships, with your help, financial problems, and you pray for others, ask them if God will heal them also. So I split this up into two different types, and the first one is routine prayer. And what I mean by routine prayer is, as you can see up there, it says repetitive of the same prayer, or repeating it when you wake up, when every time you eat, and when you go to bed. I'm not saying that Tata Nostra is a bad prayer, but it's always good to mix it up. Also, I put on there, it says most of the time is meaningless, because when you pray, like, meaningless as in I mean, like, usually you don't care. And like an example of that is pretty much like, yo God, what up? You know, it's a good day today. It's been pretty chill lately. Thanks for everything you gave me. You know, a little more money would be cool. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Now, most of us don't really pray like that, I'd hope so. But that's what I mean by meaningless prayer. And it's not good to do that at all. Now we get to devotional prayer, and I use the term devotional because most of the time we have our strongest prayers is when we are in our devotion with the Lord. Meaningful prayer, and what I mean by meaningful prayer is very powerful. You involve a lot of emotion and feeling in your prayer. And the perfect example in the Bible of this is James chapter 5 verse 16, and it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Now, when reading this verse, you look at the second part, and the word fervent stands out quite well. It's, fervent pretty much means intense or passionate. And if you were to put those words in there, it would say, the effective, passionate, or intense prayer of a righteous man avails much. So pretty much, if you do involve emotion and feeling and power in your prayers, then you will achieve much through your prayers. You also have to be persistent and a lot of consistency. You can't just pray once and be like, all right, that was a good prayer. In about 3 days, I'll have another one of those. You have to do it every day consistently. And that's how you achieve and get what you want from God. Also, it says non-routine up there. And what I mean by non-routine is you have to change things up. For example, you can't go to the gym and do the same workout every day and expect to get the better results or lose weight or gain muscle. You have to switch it up every day, and that's how you get maximum results. Lastly, I put specific up there, and what I mean by specific is you get into detail. What I like about this church when we pray is we have a list of people up here, and it says where they live, what's wrong with them, and you call them out by name, and you say, this is where they live, this is what we're going to pray for them, whether it's health issues or what they're going through, and if it is God's will that He does heal them. And that's what I mean by specific. Now, it says up there, placing yourself before the presence of God. And this is one of the most important steps in praying to God. Revelations 4, verses 2 through 6. I don't know if you guys have read this, but it says, these are pretty much the words of John's interpretation of when he fell before the presence of God. It says, immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardis stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and the throne I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps were burning from the throne, and those were the seven spirits of God. Before the throne were the sea of glass, like crystal, in the midst of the throne. And around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in the front and the back. Now up there, it's kind of hard to see, but that's the closest image I could find to this description of what John was saying in Revelations. And you can see how God stands up there, and you can't really figure him out because it says he shines like a shard of stone. And you can see the rainbow and the seven lamps and all the 24 elders around him and millions of angels surrounding him. And this is a good image to use when you pray because you always have to place yourself in the presence of God. And that's how you get a burning prayer. It's always important to do that. Now, the only way to do this is to read. I can't really read what I put up there. But pretty much, you have to read to understand what God is like, to visualize God. You have to read all the time to get different examples and interpretations of what God looks like and what his magnificence is like and visualizations. And the more you read, the more you can create scenarios in your head of God. And it's always good to do so because when you pray, you want to close your eyes, and when you have your devotional, you always want to close your eyes and place yourself before God. Sit there, create a scenario in your head, and then imagine yourself just sitting before God, his magnificence, his glory, how almighty he is. And just sit there and just instead of throwing your prayers up and just in the sky and hoping he grabs them, you actually give your messages to him face to face instead of just praying for no reason. And obviously, the only way to do this is by reading the Bible. And that's why I would say the three L's of the Bible is learn it, live it, and love it. Amen. Amen.